For high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We bid you good evening from Elmwood Murdoch High School, Murdoch, Nebraska. Tonight, the site of the ECNC girls' semifinals in this conference tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, I'll be your play-by-play announcer from here in Murdoch as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds square off with the Freeman Falcons. Again, this is in the girls' bracket of the ECNC semifinals of this year's tournament. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball, and we invite you to settle in and join us for another fun evening of high school hoops. This coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kettleig, your Rank C dealer in Tecumseh, and our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor. Well, an interesting matchup coming up here tonight with the Thunderbirds and the Falcons. They played back on the 23rd of December, and Freeman came away with a big win, 48-30. But things have changed a little bit since then. Right now, the record's nearly identical. Johnson County Central at 14-4. The Freeman Falcons are now at 13-5. One of the things that changed the most is that Freeman comes in here a little bit shorthanded. Back when they played in December, they had Alicia Johansson and Reagan Rennie both on their team, and they played a big role in that contest. Reagan Rennie no longer on the team. Alicia Johansson is out with an injury for the season, I'm told. So those two are not available, and they were a big part of that win over Johnson County back in December. So that may have evened things up here a little bit. We're looking for a great matchup. We do want to tell our Johnson County Central listeners that win or lose here tonight, we will have the Lady Thunderbirds on the air again tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. They'll either be playing in the championship at Mead or they'll be playing in the third-place consolation game. Either way, we will have that game for you live. We'll also be up there for the boys' game. We'll be covering the third-place consolation game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when Johnson County Central will go against the homestanding Mead Raiders. We'll have the championship on the boys' division with Auburn and Freeman. That's going to be a dandy. That is 7 o'clock tomorrow night, live from Mead. That will also be here on Sunny, and I'll be calling the play-by-play for all of those. So we'll be ready for a little break, I think, by the time Saturday night gets here tomorrow evening. Lots of basketball this weekend. Let's take a two-minute break here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this contest. After this two-minute break, you're listening to live coverage of the ECNC Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettleig at 402-335-8189.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they'll go with Brooklyn Virgers in a 5'6 senior. Also, Shiloh Wallman. Wallman, a junior at 5'6. Hayden Schaff, a 5'8 junior. And in Bornpole, just a sophomore at 5'7. And Savannah Mahler, 5'10 and a junior. Those will be the starting five for Freeman. They are 13-5 on the year and coached by head coach Greg Beerhusen. Starting lineup for your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They'll go with Riley Wellensack, a 5'9 sophomore. Sophia Smith, she's a sophomore at 5'8. Molly Weber, a 5'10 junior. Ashley Beefy, a senior at 6'2. And Harley Lubin, also a senior at 6'. The Thunderbirds, coached by head coach Garrett Collin, they are 14-4 on the season. So when you look at these school records, the team records, 14-4 for the Thunderbirds, 13-5 for the Falcons. On paper, this looks like it could be a great matchup. We're here on a neutral floor tonight in Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School. We want to say thanks to our host, Ryan Knippelmeyer, the superintendent here, for the fine hospitality that we receive when we come to Murdoch. Right now, we'll take another 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Elmwood Murdoch High School. We're in Murdoch, 8 minutes up on the clock, ready to move into first quarter action. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Freeman Falcons. This game coming in the girls' semifinals of the ECNC tournament. Stepping in to jump it up for Johnson County Central will be Ashley Beatley, a 6'2 senior. She'll jump it up against Hayden Schaff. Schaff at 5'8. Ready to get underway. Our official steps into the center circle. He'll toss the ball, and here we go. Tip easily controlled by the Thunderbirds. Into forecourt. Pass comes to the right side, looking for Sophia Smith. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Shiloh Wallman. Wallman tried for the steal on the first pass of the ball game and almost got away with it here. Inbounding the pass will be Riley Wellensack. On the side, in backcourt, tosses it inbounds, finds Sophia Smith. Smith dribbles across the timeline, works to the left side of the free throw circle. Bounce pass goes underneath, inside to Harley Lubin. Shot is up and good. Harley Lubin with the first 2 points of the ballgame. A little give and go down the lane. They found Lubin under the basket for the easy two. Here come the Falcons down to set their offense down to the left side. Ended Bornfold. A cross-court pass into the corner. Baseline right side, low post. That's Pierhusen. Ball taken away with the steal is Molly Weber. Weber just ripped that ball out of the hands of Shiloh Wallman. Up court with the basketball comes Sophia Smith. Thunderbirds up here 2-0 early in the ball game, opening minute. Harley Lubin with the basketball, left side in the corner. Top of the key, Molly Weber for three. Off the rim, no. Ball's going to be chased down in the corner and coming away with it for the Freeman Falcons. Into forecourt with the dribble is Brooklyn Bierhusen. Bierhusen, a 5'6 senior, averages 10 points per ball game. She's kind of the spark plug of this offense out here at the top of the key. There's a steal. Lubin comes up with the basketball, intercepted a pass out to the corner. Lubin brings it across the timeline, goes to Molly Weber. Now to Beathy at the top of the key. Actually, Beathy left side finds Sophia Smith. Smith with a give-and-go right side back to Weber. She tries to drive the baseline. Right side of the lane, can't get there. Hands the ball off to Harley Lubin. Lubin on the give-and-go, goes underneath with it, and the shot is up and good. Lubin with a great job beating Riley Wellensack, and Wellensack laid it off the glass. Johnson County Central goes up 4-0. We've played a minute and a half, 6:30 to go in the first quarter. This is Savannah Mahler with the basketball now for the Falcons. Back to Mahler. She'll try a three from the left side that's off the glass. No, the ball's tipped out of bounds. And it's touched last by the Falcons. Johnson County Central will get the basketball. Thunderbirds up 4-0 here. We've played nearly 2 minutes of the first quarter here at Murdoch. Full court pressure now going to be applied by the Falcons. Inbounding the pass on the baseline to toss it in is Riley Wellensack. She gets it in down the left side. It comes back to Wellensack across the timeline. Oh, she's trapped in the corner. Beats it underneath, driving baseline, blocking foul on the baseline. Taking the ball to the hoop there for Johnson County Central was Sophia Smith. And Sophia got clobbered as she went on the baseline. The foul is going to be on Hayden Schaaf. On Schaaf, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Falcons. Thunderbirds basketball. They lob it to the top of the key to Harley Lubin. Now Molly Weber tries to go underneath. Has the ball stripped away by Schaaf. Hayden Schaaf with the steal. Gives it up to Bierhusen. She'll set the offense. Johnson County in a 2-3 zone here. Setting back defensively in a zone. Mahler on the right side, a cross-court pass, finds Bierhusen. Here's a three from the right corner, up and off, no good. Try for putback, won't go, and Beathy's there to pull down the defensive rebound. Ashley Beathy, towering above everyone, went up and got that defensive board. Oh, here's a steal in backcourt, everybody after the basketball, driving layup, up off the glass, no, wouldn't go, and the rebound to Molly Weber. Weber's in the corner. Now we got a whistle, and they're going to say Weber stepped on the baseline. On that fast break, Shiloh Wallman had an uncontested bunny under there and just put it up too strong. It wouldn't drop for it. Bierhusen will trigger it in. Baseline under her own basket on the left side of the backboard. It's 4-0. Johnson County Central on top. 5.5 minutes to go. Inbound pass stolen away by Harley Lubin. Lubin, downcourt pass quickly to Smith. Smith across the timeline. Lob pass into Beathy in the paint. Beathy kicks it out to the right corner. With the basketball is Riley Wellensack. Now they find Weber. Weber tries to go to the baseline. Little shot up from the corner. Up and off. No good. It was in and out of there. The rebound comes down to Shiloh Savannah Mahler. Mahler will bring the basketball up court herself. Bounce pass to Bierhusen in the corner. Right side, there's Mahler for three. Can't get it. Beathy's there for the rebound once again. Ashley Beathy is owning the defensive boards here so far tonight. Now Molly Weber on the dribble. She's being harassed near the midcourt by Bornfold. Weber trying to get away from Bornfold. Shoved her off and got away with one there. They give the ball back to Smith. Smith dangerously close to the midcourt line. Takes it all the way to the corner. Low post right side. Inside to Beathy. Back to Smith. Open look. Three from the right corner. Got it! Nice looking three-pointer by Sophia Smith. Smith averages 5 points per ball game. She got three of them right there from the corner. And it's 7-0. Johnson County Central off to a good start here. 4 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. A 7-0 lead. And on the baseline, a jump ball is called. Ashley Beakey reached in and grabbed the basketball away from Shiloh Wallman. And they call it a held ball. And the possession arrow will stay with the Freeman Falcons. JCC won that opening tip, if you recall, so the Falcons will have the ball on our first held ball call. Bierhusen to inbound it, triggers it up top. Bierhusen comes up with a pass to Bornfold on the right elbow. In traffic, feeds it back to Bierhusen. Shot is up and off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's touched last by Molly Weber on the baseline. It'll stay with the Falcons. 14 seconds left on the shot clock here for Freeman. 4:12 to go first quarter, 7-0. Johnson County Central on top. Bierhusen lobs it up to the top of the key. top of the circle. Grace Mensel in the ballgame now. Here's Verhuizen for three. It's off, no good. Battle for the rebound on the far side. Harley Lubin ripped it away from Savannah Baller. Hell, ball is called. This time it'll belong to Johnson County Central. Lubin ripped that one away with authority. Inbound the pass. They lob it into Beethy. She comes to Weber, who's trapped down in the corner on a double team. Weber tries to dribble down the right side, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. This foul is going to be charged to Aiden End and Bornpole. On Bornpole, her first personal, second team foul. We've played 4 minutes in the ball game, 4 minutes even to go here in the first quarter, 7-0. Johnson County Central with the early lead. Sophia Smith brings it across the timeline, tries to go to the right side, and another blocking foul is going to be called on Endon Bornpole. So Bornpole with back-to-back fouls just seconds apart, she'll leave the ball game in to replace her. Shiloh Wallman, who started the ball game, checks back in now for the Falcons. Coach Greg Verhuizen up expressing his displeasure with the officials. Pass under the basket to Beethy. Off the glass, up and good. They lobbed it into Ashley Beethy. She's got her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a 9-0 start now for Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds off to a good start. They feed it under the basket. It's loose on the floor. People going after it. A held ball is called. Possession arrow this time, I think, is going to go to, well, they're still indicating here, it's going to be Freeman's basketball. Falcons will inbound it. Verhuizen to toss it in. Brooklyn Verhuizen to inbound the pass. She's on the baseline on the left side under her own feet. Basket into the corner. Baseline right side long three is up and good. Nailing the three is Grace Mensel, and that's the first basket for Freeman. It comes with 3.5 minutes to go here. So they played 4.5 minutes of scoreless basketball. Across the timeline, into forecourt. Holding the ball is Smith. Underneath the Beethy. Beethy working against Muller. Up with a shot and good. They don't have an answer under the basket for Ashley Beethy in her 6'2" frame. She towers over Muller and put that one off the glass. Dropped it in. It's 11-3. The lead is back to 8. Verhuizen around to Muller on the right side. Lubin picks her up defensively, won't give her a look at the basket. It comes to the left side, penetrating in with the steal. Weber chips it away, grabbed up by Beethy. Right back the other way, the ball is stolen. It's loose, Beethy steals it again. Second steal, Beethy with the basketball. Gives it to Sophia Smith. They were all over Ashley Beethy, no whistle there. Smith on the dribble into the corner. To the right side, they box her in. Back to the top of the key, Wellensek. A little floater in the paint, up and good. Riley Wellensek with her second bucket of the night. We've got a timeout taken by Freeman, 13-3. KCC up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Freeman head coach Greg Verhuizen wanted to slow things down here. His Falcons trailing by 10, 13-3. Johnson County Central off to a great start. Right now, offensively, everything is working for the Thunderbirds. Sophia Smith nailed a three. They've had Riley Wellensek drove in for a couple of layups. Ashley Beethy, a couple of nice feeds to her underneath for the lay-ins off the glass. And it's a 10-point lead for Johnson County Central. Here come the Falcons, down by 10. Into forecourt, Verhuizen turned her back on the defense for a minute, almost lost the basketball. Across court to Grace Mensel. Mensel feeds it inside to Schaaf. Now Mahler tries to go to the low post on the right side of the basket. Johnson County Central defense has been effective. Here's Verhuizen for three, short off the front of the rim. The rebound to Schaaf. Schaaf feeds it to the top of the key to Mahler at the free throw line. Mahler kicks it out to the corner right side for three, off no good. Molly Weber had the ball, got, oh man, she got bounced away from the basketball. A lot of contact. Weber took quite a blow there. Now a steal by Sophia Smith. Smith one-on-one with Verhuizen. Spin move under the basket. Beats to Muller. Ball goes out of bounds off of Muller. They were trying to get it to Weber on the left side. Into the ball game now for Freeman. Checking in as Brenna Harms, just a freshman. Harms, a 5'7 freshman. She'll give Brooklyn Verhuizen a breather. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 1:52 to play first period. In pass comes inbounds. They get it into Harley Lubin. She's fouled immediately as she tries to go up with the shot. The foul is going to be called on Grace Menzel. On Menzel, her first personal, team foul number 4. At the free throw line will be Harley Lubin. She's a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Harley shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Harley Lubin now with 3 points in the basketball game. She averages just over 11 per contest on the season. Lubin ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up, and this one is off the back of the iron, too strong. A fight for the rebound underneath, and Freeman comes away with it. Down court quickly. On the dribble to the right side with it is Shiloh Wallman. Ball stolen away. Stolen right back. Wallman had it, then Schoff sold it back away from Sophia Smith. Into the corner left wing. The pass comes down deep. Grace Menzel. Contact. Whistle on a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. Let's see who this one goes on. Foul is going to be on Harley Lubin. That is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. Bobadilla in the lineup now. 5'9 senior Charlene Bobadilla on the floor for the Thunderbirds. She comes out to pick up Shiloh Wallman. Johnson County still sitting in that zone defense. There looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Out to the left wing, it comes to Grace Menzel. Bobadilla had her trapped, and she got the 5-second call. Great defense there by Charlene Bobadilla. Got the 5-second call there on Grace Menzel, and that'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds up by 11 now. This is their biggest lead of the contest here, 14-3, with 1:20 to go here in this first quarter. And they have the basketball. Molly Weber feeds it underneath, got it under to Lubin. Shot is up. No, Lubin got her own rebound. Now it's taken away on the baseline by Verhuizen. Lubin let a bunny get away from her under there on that one. Baller with the basketball. Inside the paint. Driving layup. Up. No. Rebound. Taken away. It's going to go out of bounds. And I think they're going to say it was touched last by the Falcons. Johnson County Central is going to get the basketball. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Johnson County Central off to a strong start, leading 14-3. Here's Ashley Beathy back into the lineup now. She'll give Molly Weber a chance to catch her breath here. Weber will set out the final 57 seconds of this period. Sophia Smith on the dribble into forecourt. Gets it across the timeline, right side. Wellensack driving layup. No, Beathy with the rebound. Kicks it to Bobadilla. Bobadilla gets knocked to the floor. She's on the floor, gets the pass out to Lubin. Lubin goes to the right side with it. Sophia Smith driving layup up. No good. Beathy with the rebound. Fighting with the rebound for Schoff under the basket. A held ball is called. And the possession arrow stays with Johnson County Central. 35 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Exactly matches up here to end this quarter. Sophia Smith will take a breather in to replace her now. Sage Rother into the lineup. Rother checks in for Johnson County Central. Beathy waiting to inbound it. Going to have to hurry. Got it into Lubin. Harley Lubin back to Beathy under the basket. Beathy tries to get underneath the basket. Gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. Beathy will be at the line because that is the fifth team foul. The foul is going to be called on Shiloh Wallman, her first team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Ashley Beathy. Ashley, a 45% free throw shooter on the season, has 4 points tonight. This is her first attempt from the charity stripe. Beathy looks to the hoop. She'll launch the free throw. It's good. Got it. Beathy now with 5. She averages 8 points per ball game on the season coming into this tournament. Now Harley Lubin comes out to take a little breather here. Into the ball game, we mentioned Rother is in there. We'll see who checked in. Bobadilla's out there. Beathy ready for her second free throw. Looks to the hoop. It's up. It is in and out. Couldn't get that one to fall. All right, down court quickly. Into the ball game. On the left side, they come to Mahler with it. Savannah Mahler. Across court, Shiloh Wallman. 19 seconds to go in the period. It's 15-3. Johnson County Central, a 12-point advantage. In traffic. A whistle, perhaps a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. This one's going to go on, Leighton Beathy picks this one up. On Beathy, her first, only the second team foul. 13 seconds to go here. In the period, it's 15-3. Johnson County jumped out to a 12-point lead. Here's a three from the corner. Off, no good. Bobadilla's got the rebound. She's double-teamed. Bobadilla Down court, she's got 7 seconds, 6 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off here, I'm afraid. Bobadilla, yeah, she'll launch one, but it won't go. After one quarter, Johnson County Central up by 12, 15-3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, nice turnout of Johnson County Central fans here, enjoying what they've seen so far. My friends Bruce and Peg Baller across the way up in the back row. They're a common scene here at Johnson County's games. 15-3. JCC with a 12-point lead as we move into the second quarter. Freeman with the basketball. Shiloh Wallman on the dribble. Goes to Bierhuizen in the corner. Brooklyn Bierhuizen. Floater up and off, no good. Bobadilla comes down with the rebound. Outlet pass from Bobadilla. Gets it to Sophia Smith. Smith across the timeline. Man-to-man pressuring defense here by Freeman. Underneath the Beethy. Under the basket. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. From the left side, getting that rebound. Coming down in the putback on it was Sage Rother. Rather with her first 2 points of the ball game, and it is now 17-3. Who would have expected that for this thing to start out with Johnson County to open up a 14-point lead on a team that beat them 48-30 back in December? JCC not going to take their foot off the gas here. Coach Garrett Collin up shouting instructions and shouting encouragement. With the ball on the left side, holding the ball for a moment was Leighton Beethy. She gets it back to Rother into the corner. Bobadilla. Bobadilla lobs inside to Beethy in traffic. Beethy has the ball knocked away. A whistle and a foul. And it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. The foul is going to be called on the Falcons. Foul is on Shiloh Wallman. On Wallman, her second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Here's Molly Weber back into the ball game. And Harley Lubin back into the ball game. Bobadilla comes out. Also leaving the lineup now is Sage Rother. 17-3, your score if you're just checking in. Freeman trailing Johnson County Central here in the opening minute of the second period. Inbound the pass to Sophia Smith. Smith with a floater right side up and good. Sophia Smith has 5 points. And the lead is up to 16 now at 19-3. Johnson County Central doing everything right so far in the ballgame. Freeman struggling. Here's a long three up and good. Hitting the three is Brooklyn Bierhuizen. Well, that was bound to happen eventually. Bierhuizen averages 11 points a game. They gave her an open look, and Brooklyn drilled that one. Hit it from three-point range. Now Bierhuizen is out here harassing Smith. Smith takes it all the way in for a driving layup. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle, no foul. Rebound comes down to Bierhuizen. She'll push it across the timeline. Top of the key, pulls up for a three. It's off the iron. Rebound Smith. Rebound Beethy. Beethy comes up with the ball, and she got hammered. No whistle. Beethy gets rid of the basketball to Harley Lubin. Lubin dribbles across the timeline, calls Smith to come out so she can hand the ball off to her. Now Smith goes to the corner, low post to Lubin under the basket. Lubin backing in off the glass, good. Harley Lubin laid it in. She's got 5 now in the ball game, and it's 21-6. The lead is 15. Johnson County Central, 1 point away from their biggest lead. They were up by 16 a moment ago. They lob it inside to Shaw. Beethy is there, knocks the ball away. That's grabbed up by Sophia Smith. Thunderbirds are not just shooting the ball well. They're playing some pretty tough-looking zone defense here right now. Freeman having a hard time trying to shoot over the top of it. Smith working against Bierhuizen. Gets tied up, kicks it out to the left wing now, goes over to Leighton Beethy with the basketball. Leighton Beethy comes to Molly Weber. Shot is up by Weber, off no good. Savannah Mahler has the rebound for the Falcons. Mahler into forecourt. Looks to the baseline left side. They lob it into Shaw. Ball tipped away and stolen. Leighton Beathy comes up with the steal. Beathy gives it up to Sophia Smith. Smith, sophomore down court. Time taken out here now by Johnson County Central, 21-6. T-Birds up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, just an outstanding start for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. The ladies are up 21-6 with 5:08 to play here in the first half. They led by as much as 16 at 19-3. They have held the Freeman Falcons to just a pair of three-pointers thus far in the ballgame. 21-6 our score. JCC with the basketball. Leighton Beathy, lob pass across court. Molly Weber for three. No, off the rim. Rebound. Lubin comes down with it. And a held ball is called. Harley was just up above Savannah Mahler. They call it a held ball. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. Ashley Beathy will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline. Under the right side of her own basket, into Lubin. Lubin off the glass, up. No, couldn't get it. Oh, Lubin had a bunny, got away from her. Savannah Mahler, downcourt pass into the corner. Fast break here to the left elbow. A three on the way for Freeman. Off the rim, no. And the rebound to Sophia Smith. Johnson County Central doing an outstanding job on the defensive boards. Lubin with the basketball to Smith. Into the basket. Smith is double-teamed, goes around the defender, gets knocked to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. Let's see who this one on. The foul is going to be on Grace Menzel. On Menzel, her second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Menzel will leave the lineup, and checking back in is Shiloh Wallman. Now up off the bench for Johnson County is Riley Wellensek. Wellensek checks in. She'll give Ashley Beathy a breather here. With 4:33 to play in the first half, JCC up by 15, 21-6. If you're just joining us and checking in, there's a lob pass into Beathy, all stolen away. Beerhusen for the lay-in. Shot is up and got it. Boy, it bounced around for a while, but Brooklyn got it to fall. She's got 5 points, and it's 21-8. Freeman with a little bit of a spark trying to get back into this thing. Coach Greg Beerhusen is up off the bench, and he's shouting instructions to his defense. Smith with the basketball. Top of the key, Smith's going to launch a long three. It's off, no, and the rebound to Shaw. Down court with it is Hayden Shaw. Fast break. Great job on defense getting back there by Riley Wellensek to tip that ball away, and that prevented an easy lay-in by Bornbowl. Basketball will stay with Freeman. The Falcons will still have it. We've reached the midway point of the second quarter. 4:01 to go here in the second period. 21-8 your score. Johnson County Central on top. With the basketball are the Falcons. They play it in forecourt on the side. On the left wing, penetrating low post, left side, top of the key. Comes back up top with it to Brenna Harms. Now driving the baseline on the left side is trapped. Here's Mahler for three. It's good. Nice looking three-point shot there by Savannah Mahler. That's her first bucket of the night. And the lead is down now to 10 at 21-11. JCC led by 16 early. To Beathy under the basket. Lubin lays it off the glass, up and good. Harley Lubin has 7 points in the ball game. Nice move on the basket. The last one that got away from her. This time she connected on it. The lead is back to 12. 23-11. JCC on top. 3:15 to go in the first half. Beerhusen around to Mahler. On the baseline, left side, back to Mahler. Mahler's double-teamed at the free throw line. Beerhusen for three, top of the key, no. And the rebound to Harley Lubin. Lubin came down with the rebound, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Apparently, they feel that Harley shoved under there and pushed off to get that rebound on Harley Lubin, her second personal. Into the ballgame, Obadiah checks in. She'll replace Leighton Beathy. Beathy, a sophomore, will set out and take a breather. 23-11. The lead is 12 for Johnson County. Freeman with the basketball. A little 12-foot jumper up and off, no good. Verhoeven with the rebound. Bobadilla takes it away. Bobadilla dribbles out, gets the ball up court to Smith. Sophia Smith, under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Johnson County with a 12-point lead. Smith to the left wing. Riley Wellensack from the corner. Molly Weber, three. Oh, in and out of there. Rimmed around. Rebound comes down quickly. Brenna Harms. Harms finds Mahler into forecourt, across court pass. Bornpole. Bornpole looking for Verhoeven. Ball slapped away from Verhoeven. Knocked out of bounds by Molly Weber. It'll stay with the Freeman Falcons. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer. We got a dandy going here. In the corner on the baseline right side is Bornpole. Bornpole feeds it into Mahler on the corner. Left side, there's a three on the way. Off, no good. Rebound brought down by Mahler. Ripped away. Now a whistle and a foul. Molly Weber had the rebound, and ripping it away from her there was Verhoeven. Then Weber, in frustration, picked up the personal foul, and that's going to send Verhoeven to the line where she'll be shooting two. Verhoeven, 73% free throw shooter on the year. She's got 5 points so far tonight. This one is up and off. No good. Bounce to the right. It was just a little bit strong. Down to 2:23 to go here in this first half. This coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball brought to you in part by Vern Kettleig, your rink seat dealer in Tecumseh. Second free throw for Verhoeven is up and good. She's got 6 points now, and the lead is down to 11. 2:19 to go, first half. Left side with the basketball is Riley Wellensack. To Lubin. Lubin's shot is up and good. They're finding Harley Lubin under the basket. She's hard to stop. Lubin now with 9 points in the ballgame. And it's 25-12. There's a pass that got away in the corner. Too tall down there for Brenna Harms. Here's Ashley Beathy back into the lineup. Beathy checks in. Bobadilla will take a breather. Not only has Johnson County Central maintained control of this ball game, but they've been able to rest their players. Coach Garrett Collin has been shuffling deep subs in and out of there and giving those starters a blow once in a while, letting them get a little breather. There's Lubin. She'll try a three from the corner. That one was off too long. And the rebound to Verhoeven. Verhoeven between the rings, top of the circle, pulls up like she was going to take the three, decides not to. Instead comes to Mahler on the left wing. Now to Schaaf inside the paint. Mahler stands out on the right side. The ball gets away, loose on the floor. Everybody's after the basketball. Going to be tossed up. Smith's got it. 1-on-4, fast break. They take the ball away from her. Freeman makes a steal and comes right back with it. Savannah Mahler across the line into forecourt. Across court pass goes to Verhoeven. Ball is loose on the floor. They come up with it. Weber's with the basketball. Now Weber's going to pull it out and slow things down here. A minute 13 to go in the first half. Molly Weber calling for help, coming over to get the basketball from her, Sophia Smith. Shot clock with 24, 1:05 to go in the period. Lob pass into Beathy under the basket to the corner. Open look for three off the iron. That one wouldn't go for Lubin, but the rebound comes down to the Thunderbirds. Sophia Smith with the ball. Wait a minute, a whistle. I think they're going to get Smith for an offensive foul. Sophia Smith kind of cleared it out there to get rid of the defender. Bobadilla back into the lineup now, replacing Lubin. Harley Lubin with two personal fouls sets out. She's got 9 points here in the first half. Lubin averages 11 per game, 9 in the first half. All right, 25-12. The lead is 13. Freeman down court with 47 seconds to go here in the first half. Freeman sets things up. Grace Menzel with the basketball. Goes around to Verhoeven. She's in the corner. Had the ball taken away for a moment, then falls to the floor. They go back to Verhoeven on the left side. She'll launch a three that's in and out. Beathy with the rebound. Beathy, boy, getting really clobbered in there. Johnson County Central will have a chance to play for the final shot. Under the basket in traffic. They kick it out to the corner. Oh, a traveling violation. Smith trapped on the baseline under the basket, and it's called for traveling, and that's unfortunate because the Thunderbirds could have slowed things down there and played for the final shot up by 13. Now Freeman has that option of playing for the final shot of the period to try to cut into that 13-point margin. Bounce pass in the corner in traffic. Underneath the basket is Harms. She's in trouble. Ball is knocked away from Harms, but it's touched last by Johnson County. 9 seconds on the clock here in the first half. JCC up 25-12. Be sure and stay tuned for our halftime scoring recap coming up here in just a minute or so. Inbounding the ball on the baseline is Verhoeven to the top of the key. Gets it up here to Menzel. Menzel has it taken away by Bobadilla. Held ball is called. Possession arrow, Johnson County. No, possession arrow, Freeman. Down to 5.7 seconds to go. Freeman's going to have the ball under their own basket, baseline left side. Brooklyn Verhoeven will trigger in the pass on the baseline. Verhoeven going to lob it all the way up top. Taken away by Beathy. They'll have to hurry. Weber at midcourt. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Weber with a long three, partially blocked. Wait a minute. Nope, they're not going to call the foul over there. At the half, Johnson County Central goes to the locker room with a 13-point lead, 25-12. Our halftime score, Johnson County on top. We'll take a two-minute break here and be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Report after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed, results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Murdoch, Nebraska. Your Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds leading the Falcons of Freeman 25-12, our halftime score. Time now for our halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's break down the numbers for you. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they're led at halftime by Brooklyn Verhoeven. She has 6 points. Grace Menzel came off the bench and hit a three. Savannah Mahler also with three for their total of 12. Free throw shooting, Freeman only shot two. They made one of them, one out of two from the free throw line. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, 25 points on the board, led by Harley Lubin at halftime. She has 9. 5 points for Sophia Smith. Ashley Beefy also with 5 points. Riley Wellensack has 4, and Sage Rother off the bench for 2 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central hit 2 out of 2. 25-12, our halftime score. Johnson County Central leading the Freeman Falcons. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And before we send it back to Ray Penning back in the studio, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Now we're going to send it back to Ray for 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, a latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch.
we get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and high temperatures in the upper 40s with southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy and temperatures dipping back into the low 30s with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, we'll see sunny skies and high temperatures near 60, with winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mainly clear, with temperatures dipping back into the low 30s. Monday, plenty of sun and high temperatures in the upper 60s with light southwest winds. Monday night, partly cloudy and temperatures near 40 with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, sunny. A few isolated showers possible, but most of the area stays dry with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday, cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance team. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Elmwood Murdoch Gymnasium here in Murdoch, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds leading the Freeman Falcons 25-12. All in all, Johnson County Central fans, your Thunderbirds had a great first half of basketball here. They led by 15-3 after one quarter, got up by as much as 16 at 19-3 early in the second stanza, and maintained a 13-point lead here at halftime, 25-12. Harley Lubin with a good first half, 9 points on the board. Got 8 of those on 4 shots right underneath the bucket. Sophia Smith chipped in 5. She hit a tray and a deuce. Ashley Beefy, 5. 1 out of 2 from the line and a couple of baskets under the bucket. The thing I've been most impressed with has been the defensive rebounding here in the first half. Johnson County Central has owned the defensive boards. Let's see if they can hang on and get to the championship of the ECNC tournament tomorrow. 25-12, Johnson County Central with the lead, and they will have the basketball to start the third quarter. Inbound the ball that comes into Sophia Smith. Freeman's dropped out of that man-to-man. They're in a zone now. Underneath the basket, baseline left side, Molly Weber with the ball to Lubin. Open look, 3, Lubin. Off, in and out of the rim, off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Shaw. Hayden Shaw, outlet pass goes to the right side. Wallman into the corner. There's Verhuizen for 3, and she got it. Oh, no, check that. From the corner, the 3 was by Aiden Bornpohl. And in Bornpohl hit the 3. Thought that was Verhuizen, but Bornpohl got it. And it's a 10-point ball game, 25-15. Right side is Lubin. Lubin goes underneath with it. Back to Lubin. Open look. She'll try another 3. This one is off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Shaw. So Lubin launches a couple of 3s. Couldn't get them to drop. And the rebounds go down to Freeman. Here's Savannah Mahler for 3. She got it. Boy, they're coming out firing. Mahler hits a 3. 6 unanswered points to start the quarter. 25-18. That lead has suddenly shrunk to just 7 points here. They were up by 13 at halftime. Couple of quick 3s. Now Weber with the ball to Smith. Around the horn to the right elbow. Riley Wellensack feeds again to Molly Weber. Now Wellensack lobs inside. There's Lubin up off the glass and good. And that's what they're going to need to do to be successful. Get that ball to Lubin under the basket. She's got 11 now in the ball game, and the lead is back to 9 at 27-18. 6.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. There's a little floater. Up and off, no good. Lubin with a rebound. Harley Lubin with a defensive board. Outlet pass comes up court with it. Gets it up to Wellensack. Long pass inside. Beefy. She's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Now Smith around the horn. Right side to Weber. Smith. Bounce pass to the left side. Wellensack into Beefy. Into the corner. There's Smith driving in. Floater. Up and off. No good. And the rebound underneath the basket brought down by Verhuizen. 5:59 to go, third quarter. Here's Mahler for another 3. Got it. They're coming out shooting the ball. Savannah Mahler hits another 3, and that is 3 for 3 on 3-point range here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. 27-21. Lubin is double-teamed. A whistle. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow says the ball belongs to the Freeman Falcons. It was a 13-point Johnson County Central lead at halftime, and that lead has now been cut to just 6 at 27-21, and still 5:40 to go here in this third quarter. With the basketball is Verhuizen, Brooklyn Verhuizen. She's the senior spark plug on this offense. Feeds it underneath, a little reverse lay-in up and off, no good. Rebound tries for follow shot, doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. Shiloh Wallman is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. We'll see who they put this foul on. I think it's going to go on Ashley Beefy. On Ashley, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line, Shiloh Wallman. She's a 61% free throw shooter. This one is up and good. She got the roll. That's Shiloh's first point of the ball game, and she got that one down. She'll have another shot coming. Lead is down to 5 now, 27-22. Freeman's come out hitting on all cylinders. Second shot is up and good also. The lead is down to 4, 27-23. It's an 11-2 run right now. 11-2 run for Freeman. Timeout taken by the Thunderbirds. We'll take a 30-second break. 27-23, Johnson County Central up by 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
And we want to remind you that tonight's coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by our friend Vern Cadillac, your ranked seed dealer in Tecumseh. And our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Meat Lumber. Meat Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Don't forget, we will be in Meat tomorrow afternoon and evening for the third place consolation and championship games. Here on Sunny 101.3, I'll have the call for you from Meade. We'll have the Johnson County girls on, either playing in the championship, we hope, or the third-place consolation. Either way, we will have them on the air. Right now, they're up by four, 27-23. They have the basketball underneath the Beathy. Lays it off the glass, up and good. Lubin with the assist. Harley Lubin found Ashley Beathy under the bucket with the pass. The easy two laid off the glass. That's what they're going to have to do. There's a steal by Lubin. And now she has the ball dribbled away, chases it down. She got it back. Down court on the dribble across the timeline comes Smid with the basketball. Oh, she looked to the left elbow. Nobody there, and it came right up here into the stands where we're seated. Great place to work here at Elmwood Murdoch. We're seated on the stage, a nice folding table of chairs near midcourt. Almost caught the pass on that one. Here's the inbound pass to Brooklyn Vierhuset. 29-23, Johnson County up by six. Thunderbirds back on defense, still setting in that 2-3 zone they've been in all throughout the ballgame. Bornpole goes to the left elbow. Long three from the left wing is up and good. Hitting that one is Shiloh Wallman, her first field goal. That is the fourth three-pointer of this second period now for Freeman. The lead is cut to three, 29-26. Falcons have shot their way right back into this one. There's a long across-court pass got away. That went rolling up onto the stage where I'm seated, behind my table, way back behind the curtains, and somebody's going to have to go get the ball. There they are. They'll bring it back. So, a chance now for a tie if they could hit a three here for the Falcons, down by just three, 29-26. Freeman just coming out on a tear here, hitting four three-pointers already in the first 3.5 minutes of this period. Now they're going to look for the tie or to get within one on this possession. Schoff steps in. Ball taken away. Nice steal, Sophia Smith. Fast break, driving, laying up and good. Sophia Smith just outran the defenders and laid it in, and the lead is back to five. That was a big steal and a bucket there for Sophia Smith. Here's a layup on the other end, up and good. Answering quickly is Shiloh Wallman. She's got back-to-back buckets. Wallman with 7 points now for the Falcons. 31-28 your score. JCC on top. Falcons really coming out firing on all cylinders here. Here's the ball tipped away by Vierhuizen. It'll belong to Johnson County Central. 26 on the shot clock. Inbounding it, Sophia Smith. She'll stand in the corner on the side in forecourt. Brings it up to Molly Weber right in front of our broadcast table. Weber dribbles between the rings, top of the circle. Inside they go to Beathy. Beathy is double-teamed and triple-teamed. Up to Weber, open look three, no. Rebound Harley Lubin. Lubin tries to back in with it, a whistle, and she'll be fouled. Harley Lubin came down with the defensive board. The foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Vierhuizen. On Vierhuizen, that is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Falcons. They lob the ball into Sophia Smith. Smith getting hammered there by Mahler. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Savannah Mahler. On Mahler, her first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Falcons. 31-28. JCC up by three. They're going to have to hurry to inbound it. They got it into Weber. Around the horn to the right side. Back it goes to Beathy under the basket. Beathy has the ball knocked away out of bounds. Great job defensively by Hayden Shaw. That's not an easy thing to do, to block the shot of 6'2" Ashley Beathy. But Hayden Shaw got up in the air and slapped that ball away and knocked it out of bounds on the jump shot. Now Beathy inbounds it to the top of the key and finds Smith with the basketball. Smith wants to go to Lubin, takes it all the way to the low post, kicks it out to the corner, open look three, Riley Walensack couldn't get it, rebound fought for, and a held ball is going to be called. Actually, Beasley did a great job of diving in there to grab the ball away from Hayden Shaw. Into the ball game now comes Grace Menzel onto the floor. Menzel in replacing Andon Bornpole for the Freeman Falcons. It's 31-28. Freeman back within three now. Johnson County Central lobs the ball in. Schmidt in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Ball is stripped away out of bounds. And touched last by the Falcons. Schmidt went down hard on the low post there on the right side. And she got double teamed. Beatty will inbound it. She's been having trouble getting this thing inbounded before the five-second count. Into the corner to Harley Lubin. Lubin backs it out, picks up the dribble, needs help. Across court pass to Schmidt. Molly Weber for three. No. Rebound fought for. Lubin comes in after it, ties her up. And Harley Lubin might have got away with one there. She kind of came in from the side, a lot of contact. Held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Freeman. Falcons, once again, with a chance to tie this puppy up. They have been back within three on a couple of occasions, trailing now 31-28. They were down by 13 at halftime. Here come the Falcons, looking for the tie. Mahler on the right side, up to the right elbow. They lob it inside to the corner. There's a shot up by Verhuizen. No, and the rebound to Molly Weber. Weber did a great job of getting away from two defenders when she came down with that defensive board. To Sophia Schmidt. Schmidt driving, laying up. No. Lubin chases it down. Lubin and Mahler going after it down there. Well, Harley Lubin is big enough and strong enough. You're probably going to lose that battle on most occasions, but a held ball is called. And with the held ball, the possession arrow favors Johnson County. Beatty's going to come out and take a breather. Bobadilla comes in to replace Beatty. Back onto the floor for the Falcons is handed Bornpole. Bornpole checks in. Shiloh Wallman will take a breather. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Johnson County still hanging on to a three-point lead. Inbound the ball to Molly Weber. She's between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Goes to Bobadilla. Bobadilla with a floater. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hayden Schaaf. On Schaaf, that will be her second personal. Team foul number three of the quarter. That was a shooting foul. At the line will be Bobadilla. She's a 56% free throw shooter on the season. Averages 2.4 points per ball game. Bobadilla shooting two shots here. First free throw is on the way up and good. Got the first one. That puts the lead back to four once again. They've got it down to three on a couple of occasions, but the Falcons just can't close it up after that. They trailed by 13 at halftime. Bobadilla, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also, and that puts Johnson County back up by five, 33-28, with 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. On the dribble is Brooklyn Verhuizen to set the offense. Goes to Savannah Mahler on the left wing. Mahler comes back to the top of the key with it to Bornpole. Mahler with a long three. Rebound, follow shot, put up and good by Verhuizen. Brooklyn Verhuizen was waiting underneath. And we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 1:51 to go in the third quarter. Johnson County Central leads it by 33-30. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We'll have ECNC Conference Tournament basketball for you tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. I will be in Meade. We'll have third place consolation games, championship game. We'll see who's playing where. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Down court, Sophia Schmidt picks things up and comes up with it to Harley Lubin. She thought about the three, passed it up. Into the corner, Molly Weber. Weber dribbles in, lays it up past Verhuizen. Can't get it, but a whistle. An offensive foul is going to be called on Molly Weber. Molly dribbled to the baseline left side and got called for the offensive foul, and she's frustrated with that call. On Weber, her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Thunderbirds. 1:37 to go, third period, 33-30. Johnson County Central up by three. As we said, we're down to a minute. Now 35-34, clock running here. With the basketball across the timeline comes Savannah Mahler. Mahler goes to the right elbow with it to Harms. Back it comes to Mahler on the far side, looking for Harms under the basket. Ball is going to be stolen away with the steal coming up with it is Sophia Smith. 1:15 to go here in the quarter. Still a three-point lead. Oh, no, they tried to feed the ball into Beasley. It's knocked away. But fortunately for the Thunderbirds, it went off the hands of one of the Freeman Falcons. 1:10 to go in the quarter. 24 seconds on the shot clock. A three-point lead for Johnson County. Inbounding the pass will be Sophia Smith under her own backboard. Gets into Lubin. Lubin is fouled immediately as she comes down. I think even before she can put a shot up, Lubin got fouled. The foul is going to be called on Hayden Shaw. On Shaw for third personal, fourth team foul. That's the fourth team foul now of the quarter. Smith is in trouble. Had the ball taken away by Mahler. Savannah Mahler down court. Schmidt picks her up defensively. 1 minute to go in the quarter. 33-30. Looking for the tie. If they can hit a three, here are the Falcons. Mahler handles the basketball. Dribbles to the top of the circle across court to Brenna Harms. Harms gets it right back to Beerhuizen. Now Mahler. She can hit the three there. She passed it up. Did not take the open look. Harms with the basketball on the right elbow. 10 on the shot clock. Beerhuizen finds Mahler. Mahler lost the handle. Now everybody after. Going to be stolen. Picked up by Sophia Smith. Smith tries to take it in. Has the ball taken away. And no whistle. Oh, my goodness. Smith got knocked to the floor underneath the basket. Freeman with the ball. 21 seconds to go in the period. They'll have a chance to play for the final shot. 33-30. JCC with a three-point lead. Freeman will try and either tie it or get within one here on a final shot of the quarter. 9 on the shot clock. Mahler at the top of the key. Beerhuizen for three, right side. It's off, no good. Rebound, Lubin. Lubin comes out of there. Long three-quarter four shot. Won't go. And after three quarters of play, Johnson County Central clinging to a three-point lead, 33-30. JCC on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kettleig, your Rink C dealer in Tecumseh. And our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We move to fourth quarter action. Freeman with the basketball, down by three, 33-30. The Falcons outscored JCC 18-8 in that third quarter. Now Falcons with the basketball from the corner, a long three that's up and off, no good. Savannah Mahler chases down the rebound. She's trapped down in the corner, has to throw the ball off the leg of one of the Johnson County Central defenders to get maintain possession of the basketball. It'll be Freeman's basketball. They'll toss it in the corner, down deep in the baseline on the right side of their own basket. Beerhuizen to lob it in. Comes up to the top of the key to Mahler, around the horn to the left side, going in for the driving layup. Nope, wait, a whistle and a foul. This may be on the floor. Let's see who they call for the foul. Think they're going to get Ashley Beathy. On Ashley, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 7:35 to go in the ballgame, 33-30. Johnson County Central still clinging to a three-point lead. Freeman with the ball under their own basket. A three from the corner, up and off, no good. Harley Lubin's got the rebound. Lubin's going to bring the ball down court and wisely decides to hold things up here. She's double-teamed, tries to go with it to Sophia Smith. Ball is knocked away from Smith out of bounds. No whistle, no foul. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Inbounding it, Riley Wellensack right in front of our table. Wellensack lobs it into Smith, back to Wellensack, left wing. Lubin in the corner, into Beathy, under the basket. Beathy turns, can't get up with a shot, has the ball taken away by Bowler. Beathy got tied up and triple-teamed under there. Somebody had to be open. Back the other way again, looking for a tie, and the ball is stolen right back by Sophia Smith. Smith will bring it down in a hurry. Maybe needs to slow things down here a little. A cross-court pass. Harley Lubin's going to try the three. It's up and off. No good. A whistle and a push foul on Bobadilla. Bobadilla got called for the push under there. That'll be her first personal team foul, number two. Johnson County clinging to this three-point lead. Boy, it's been there for a long time, since way back into the second quarter. 33-30, JCC on top, and here comes Freeman. Another crack at trying to tie it up here. 6:47 to go in the ballgame. On the right wing, handling the ball is Bornpole. They go into traffic with it. Inside it goes to Wallman. Wallman can't get a look. Bounce pass. Shot is up and good by Hayden Shaw for the two. It's a one-point basketball game. 33-32. JCC leads it with 6:26 to go. Johnson County Central, they need points this trip down the floor. Bobadilla takes it in for a floater, right side up, in and out of there. Beathy, follow shot, got it. Ashley Beathy got the rebound and the putback. Beathy now has 9 points in the ballgame, and it's back to a three-point lead, 35-32. Johnson County Central trying to hold off the Falcons here in this third-place semifinal game. ECNC Conference Tournament in traffic under the basket on the right side with the ball is Beer Husen. She's going to be fouled, and the foul is going to be called on Ashley Beathy. On Beathy, her third personal, third team foul on the Thunderbirds. Molly Weber off the bench will check into the lineup. Weber checks in. Ashley Beathy will leave the lineup. 35-32, Johnson County Central by three. Freeman with the basketball under their own basket. Brooklyn Verhuizen will inbound it. Goes into the corner. Open look. Mahler for three. It's off. No good. Rebound Shaw. Top of the key. Another three on the way. Off. No good. Ball tipped around. Coming out of there with it. Molly Weber. Weber almost had it ripped away. Now gets it to Bobadilla, and Bobadilla brings it up court. Again, Johnson County Central preserving that three-point lead with the basketball. Smith comes to Bobadilla. Top of the key. Back to Smith. Right elbow. Sophia Smith's passing up the open look. Inside they go with it to the basket. Moving with it is Wellensack. A whistle and a foul. I think Wellensack may end up at the line on this one. Let's see. They're going to say she was shooting. Foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Verhuizen. That's her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Riley Wellensack, a 55% free throw shooter on the season. Riley, her first shot from the line tonight. It's up and off. Too strong off the back of the rim. Riley's got 4 points so far tonight on a pair of field goals. They came back in the first quarter. 35-32. JCC up by three. Riley Wellensack at the line. Second free throw for the sophomore is up and got it. He got that one to fall. Riley Wellensack now has 5 points in the ballgame. 36-32. The lead is back to four for the Thunderbirds. 5:23 to go in the ballgame. Mahler into the corner right side. Savannah Mahler for three. In and out of there. No good. And the rebound taken down by the Falcons. Follow shot up and good. Getting the put back is Shiloh Wallman. The basket counts. And she will be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot one. The foul is going to be on Riley Wellensack. That is her first. That is team foul number four, however, already on Johnson County Central with 5:14 to go in the ballgame and four team fouls. At the line, Shiloh Wallman, 61% shooter on the season. Up and good. She hit it. So we're down to a one-point lead now, 36-35. The lead is one for JCC. Thunderbirds need a basket. Looking inside for Beathy. Ball is stolen away by Verhuizen. Get it to Mahler. Chance to take the lead now for the Freeman Falcons. They've trailed throughout the ball game. Got down by as much as 16 early in the second quarter. And now they're on the cusp of taking the lead if they can hit a basket. To the top of the key, it comes up to Bornpole. Across court finds Mahler. Mahler feeds it back to Bornpohl. A cross-court pass got away from Verhuizen. A turnover, an unforced turnover, gives the ball back to Johnson County Central. Grace Menzel checks into the lineup. Savannah Mahler will take a breather for the Freeman Falcons. 4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here in Murdoch, 36-35, JCC up by a point from the corner. Lob pass into Lubin. Lubin tried to go up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul. And we're going to put Harley Lubin at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Hayden Schaff. That is her fourth personal, team foul number two. Harley Lubin at the line. She's a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight, she's one out of two. She has 11 points. The first free throw was up and off, no good. Harley will have another one coming here. Savannah Mahler back into the lineup now for the Falcons. Mahler checks in to replace Shiloh Wallman. Harley Lubin ready to shoot her second free throw attempt. Her team up by one. Free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Missed them both. The lead is one for Johnson County Central. An opportunity for Freeman to have their very first lead of the contest if they can score on this trip down the floor. To the top of the key, they look inside the paint. There's a three on the way. Good! Hitting the three from the right side is Savannah Mahler. Her fourth one of the night. It's a two-point lead for the Falcons. 38-36. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Freeman Falcons have just taken their first lead of the ball game on a three-pointer there by Savannah Mahler. It's 38-36. Freeman up by two. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Coach Garrett Collin took the timeout to settle his girls down here. JCC will have the basketball now trailing by two. The first time they've trailed in this whole ballgame. They led by as much as 16 early back in the second quarter. They were up by 13 at halftime. Here come the Thunderbirds with the basketball. Weber, a cross-court pass. Weber holds the ball for a minute. They look to Sophia Smith. Smith almost has it knocked away by Verhuizen. And the ball's going to be turned over. Smith had it taken away, must have stepped on the sideline. The ball goes to the Falcons. So now Freeman, a two-point lead and the basketball with 4 minutes to go in the basketball game. This is Brooklyn Verhuizen with the basketball. Around the horn to the left side to Bornpohl. Top of the key, Mahler with the ball. Her three-pointer gave the Falcons the lead here just a moment ago. They don't want to leave Mahler standing out here with an open look. She proved she could can it on the last possession. Mahler, bounce pass goes into Verhuizen. She's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Verhuizen in trouble. Needs some help to get rid of the ball. Now does get inside with it. Finds Wallman. Here's a long three from the right elbow that doesn't go. Beatty's got the rebound. Here come the Thunderbirds down court. Sophia Smith with the dribble into the corner. Harley Lubin for three. Got it! Harley Lubin nailed the three from the corner on the right side. Puts Johnson County Central back on top, 39-38. Now Mahler for three, off, no good. Rebound, Johnson County coming up with it. On the rebound is Riley Wellensack. Gives off to Sophia Smith. Down to 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Johnson County Central up by one, 39-38. To the left elbow, Molly Weber on the dribble. Sophia Smith between the rings. Goes inside the paint. Oh, they tried to lob it in. The ball is going to be stolen away. With the steal down court comes Shiloh Wallman. Wallman in for a driving layup. The shot is blocked. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Harley Lubin. Looked like Lubin had a lot of basketball. That is the fifth team foul on Johnson County Central. 2:47 to go in the ballgame. And stepping to the free throw line for Freeman will be Shiloh Wallman. She's a 61% free throw shooter. Tonight she is 3 out of 3 so far from the line. This one is up and off, no good. 39-38, Johnson County with a one-point lead. Bobadilla back into the lineup. Molly Weber comes out for a breather. Molly Weber upset about something when she comes to the bench. Shiloh Wallman ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good. She got that one to fall. We're tied at 39-all. We haven't settled a thing, and we're down to 2:45 to go in the ballgame. JCC's basketball. A cross-court pass, Bobadilla. Lob pass back to Lubin. She's going to try the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Beatty had it. Taken away underneath by Verhuizen. Verhuizen's going to bring the ball down court and set the offense. We're tied at 39 apiece. 2:25 to go in the ballgame. Freeman with the basketball, Savannah Mahler. Mahler, a cross-court pass, left elbow to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman in traffic. She's double-teamed, almost got tied up. Flips it back out to Bornpole. Underneath, Verhuizen off the glass, up and good. Brooke Verhuizen in double figures. She's got 10 points, and the lead is 2 now for Freeman. At the 2-minute mark to go in the ballgame, Freeman up by 2. JCC's basketball. They go to Beathy inside to the corner. Bobadilla. Bobadilla, one dribble, bounce pass to Sophia Smith. Smith works to the top of the key, again finds Bobadilla. Shot clock at 15. Smith goes inside the defender, little floater, up and off, no good, it's set there. Beatty's got the rebound, and now a whistle and a held ball is going to be called. A held ball is called, and let's see, the possession arrow stays with Johnson County. All right, back into the lineup, Schoff checks in, Hayden Schoff. Will come in to replace Grace Menzel for the Falcons. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:45 to go in the ballgame. It's 41-39. Freeman up by 2. We'll take a 30-second break. You got to be enjoying this one. High school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, this puppy's going to come right down to the wire. 1:45 to go in the game. Johnson County Central trailing by 2, 41-39. The T-Birds have the basketball under their own bucket. Ashley Beathy to inbound it. Beathy lobs it in. A little floater, partially blocked, but a whistle and a foul. And JCC will be at the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul is going to be called on Shiloh Wallman, her third personal, third team foul. Who we got at the line here? I think it's Riley Wellensack. Wellensack will be at the line. She's a 55% free throw shooter. She's hit 1 out of 2 so far tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is just short off the front of the rim. She'll get another attempt. She can get the Thunderbirds back within 1. Off the bench comes Grace Menzel back into the ballgame, replacing Hayden Schoff for the Falcons. Riley Wellensack ready for her second attempt to try and get her team back within a point. Clock down to 1:43 to go in the ballgame. Wellensack, free throw on the way up, and it's short also off the front of the rim. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Falcons now with a 2-point lead and the basketball. A minute 35 to go in the ballgame. Freeman's ball. Bornpole, a cross-court pass to the top of the key, comes to Shiloh Wallman. Around the horn into the corner, down deep, baseline right side, low post on the right, back to the top of the key. The pass comes up top to Grace Menzel. Menzel finds Verhuizen between the rings, top of the key to the left elbow. She goes with the pass to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman comes back inside to Mahler. From the right side, there's a 3 on the way, up and off. No good. The ball is tipped on the baseline. It went out of bounds. I think it was touched last by Freeman. Johnson County Central is going to get the basketball. Here's Molly Weber back into the lineup. Weber checking in for Bobadilla. And Schoff back onto the floor now, replacing Grace Menzel for the Freeman Falcons. Starting to play a little offense-defense here now. 1:10 to go in the ballgame. 2-point lead for Freeman. Johnson County with the ball. Timeout's going to be taken by the Thunderbirds with 1:07 to go in the game. T-Birds down by 2, 41-39. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with the exciting conclusion of this one. You got to be enjoying this. Johnson County Central Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, three-point shooting has been the difference here. Freeman with 8 three-pointers in the ballgame. Johnson County Central with just 2. Freeman hit those 4 quick three-pointers there to start the third quarter. They went on an 18-8 run in the third period to come from a 13-point deficit to get back within 3 after 3 quarters. And now with 1:07 to go in the ballgame, Freeman enjoying a 2-point lead, 41-39. They didn't take their first lead until the 4:15 mark of the ballgame. JCC will have the basketball, looking to tie or take the lead here on this possession. Inbound to Sophia Smith. A big possession here for the Thunderbirds. Baseline underneath the basket. Oh, stepping on the baseline was Riley Welichek. She tried to drive the basket on the right side baseline and stepped on the end line. It'll be a turnover. A costly turnover there for Johnson County Central. 1:02 to go in the game. 41-39. T-Birds need a stop. Falcons need a bucket. This possession could very well decide the ballgame. Verhuizen with the basketball. She's the ball handler at the top of the key. A cross-court pass goes to Grace Menzel. Looking for Mahler inside the paint. Can't get there. Bounce pass to the corner left side. We're going to have a foul called on the Thunderbirds. Let's see what this is going to be. It'll be a shooting foul because they're past the 5 fouls there. The foul is going to be on Ashley Beathy, her 4th personal. That will send to the free throw line Andon Bornpohl. She's a 35% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting 2 shots. Bornpohl's first free throw is up and good. Andon Bornpohl makes it a 3-point lead now with 46 seconds to go in the ballgame. Bornpohl has put her team up by 3. This would make it a 2-possession lead if the sophomore can hit this second free throw. Keep in mind, just 35% on the season. Shot is up and got it. She made them both. Big shots for the sophomore. All right, the lead is 4 now, 43-39. JCC needs points this possession. Clock 42 seconds to go in the ballgame. 30 on the shot clock. There's 12 seconds difference. Weber with the ball across to the right side in the corner. Lubin, they're taking a lot of clock here. To the corner left side, Molly Weber not getting the shot. Now inside with it goes Welichek. The floater's up and good. She got it. Riley Welichek lays it in. 21 seconds to go. It's a 2-point ball game. No shot clock. Shot clock is even with the game clock here. Johnson County needs to foul. Now they come out and they get the foul on Savannah Mahler. At the free throw line will be Savannah Mahler. She's a 66% free throw shooter. She has not been to the line tonight. She has 4 three-pointers. There's 11 seconds to go in the ball game. Freeman up by 2. If Mahler makes them both, it's a 2-possession. The first one is up and good. Savannah Mahler makes it a 3-point lead, and now with just 11 seconds to go, timeout's going to be taken by the Freeman Falcons. 44-41, Mahler will be at the line when we return after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Savannah Mahler is a 66% free throw shooter. She averages 11 points per ball game. She's got 13 so far tonight. She is 1 for 1. She'll be taking her second shot here. There are 11.6 seconds on the clock. It's a 3-point lead right now for Freeman. If Mahler can nail this one, she can make it a 2-possession lead for the Falcons, and it's going to be a tough mountain to climb here for JCC. Mahler Crucial free throw right here for the junior. The free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good. The lead is 4 for Freeman. Now JCC needs to come down in a hurry, down by 4. In a hurry, all the way in, driving, laying up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Freeman. 3 seconds to go, whistle and a foul. We'll walk to the other end. The foul's going to be called on Sophia Smith, her second personal. But now with just 3.5 seconds to go, Freeman up by 4, 45-41. And they'll send to the free throw line Andon Bornpole, a 35% shooter, but she made 2 in a row just a moment ago for the sophomore. Free throw is on the way up and good. She's 3 for 3. And the Freeman Falcons are going to advance to the ECNC championship game tomorrow evening in Meade. Johnson County Central girls will be playing in the third place game. That's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I'll have that one for you here on Sunny. Second free throw is up. This one rimmed off and did not go for Bornpole. And the rebound down, long shot at the buzzer won't fall. And there's your ball game. The Freeman Falcons with a come-from-behind win tonight, 46-41, defeating the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. A heartbreaking loss for the Lady Birds here from Johnson County Central. They led by 12 after one quarter, 15-3. They were up by 13 at halftime, 25-12. Had a 3-point lead after three quarters, but just could not hold on. And Freeman, with a strong fourth quarter, takes the win, 46-41. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with the post-game scoring recap brought to you by Meat Lumber Company. We'll be back with that post-game score right after this timeout on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a heartbreaking loss tonight here in Murdoch for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds as they fall to the Freeman Falcons 46-41. This is a team that beat them by 18 points, 48-30, back in December. So a big turnaround for Johnson County Central. They got off to a great start. Led the game 15-3 after one quarter. They were holding a 13-point advantage at halftime, 25-12. Then that big 18-8 run in the third quarter by Freeman got them back into the ballgame. They were down by just 3 after three periods, 33-30, before going on and posting a 46-41 win over Johnson County Central. Let's break it down now, the individual numbers. First, for the Freeman Falcons, they had 3 girls in double figures tonight. Savannah Mahler led the way. She had 14 in the contest. Shiloh Wallman finished with 11. Brooklyn Vierhuizen in double figures had 10. 6 points tonight for Andon Bornpohl. Adding 3 was Grace Menzel, and 2 for Hayden Schaaf. That adds up to 46. From the free throw line, the Falcons hit 10 out of 13 from the charity stripe. Scoring for your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, just one girl in double figures, and that was Harley Lubin. Harley had 14 in the ballgame. Ashley Beefy ended with 9. Riley Wellensack had 7. Sophia Smith had 7. 2 points for Charlene Bobadilla, and St. Rother had 2 for their total of 41. Johnson County Central made 5 out of 10 from the free throw line. The big difference in the ballgame, 3-point shots. Johnson County Central connected on only 2 3-pointers for the whole ballgame, and the Freeman Falcons hit 8 of them, so 24-6 in the 3-point range. That is a huge difference in the 5-point win here for the Freeman Falcons. So with the win, the Falcons move to the championship of the ECNC tournament. That'll be tomorrow night at 5:30 at Meade. They will face the winner of the upcoming game here between Elmwood Murdoch and Weeping Water. The Johnson County Central girls, they'll move to the third-place consolation bracket for tomorrow afternoon in a game that will be heard live here on Sunny. Johnson County Central girls will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Meade against either Elmwood Murdoch or Weeping Water. That'll be the loser of this next game coming up tonight here at Meade. Meanwhile, in the boys' bracket, we'll also be out at Meade for coverage for you. We will have the boys' third-place consolation game also for Johnson County Central. That will be a 1 o'clock tip-off tomorrow afternoon right here on Sunny. And we're going to stick around for the big championship boys' game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That will feature the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons. They'll match up for the boys' championship, 7 o'clock tip-off. Now, those are all scheduled tip-off times, and if you followed conference tournament basketball, we all know that seldom happens. All you need is one overtime in there or a game with a lot of fouls or something, and they can throw that schedule way off. But those are the scheduled start times you hear me talking about. The only one we're sure of is that 1 o'clock tip-off for the boys' third-place consolation. That's the first game of the afternoon, so we're pretty confident that one will start at 3 o'clock. So one more time, let me go through this. Just in case you want to mark it down, our games tomorrow, 1 o'clock, JCC boys playing Meade in the third-place consolation. At 3 o'clock, JCC girls playing in the third-place consolation. And at 7 o'clock, it'll be Auburn and Freeman in the boys' championship. Those will be the ECNC games we'll have for you tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. Now, we're also going to have coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament over on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call beginning at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. The boys' third-place game, Sacred Heart versus Diller Odell, that'll be live from Johnson. At 4 o'clock, the girls' championship will put Sacred Heart versus Johnson Brock. And the 5:30 boys' championship, Johnson Brock taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. All three of those games live from Johnson, and you'll hear those over on KTNC. So we'll have 3 big games here on Sunny, 3 big games on KTNC tomorrow, proving once again that Sunny 101.3, KTNC, we are indeed your stations for local high school basketball coverage here around southeast Nebraska. We want to mention one more time that this coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kettleake, your rank seat dealer in Tecumseh. And we want to mention that our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. So that's about going to wrap it up until tomorrow afternoon for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Freeman Falcons 46, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 41. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
1.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.